Hello. Huh? 235, 510, and something. I can't really remember what they said. Special teams, I mean, something I've definitely been doing all my college career on the kickoff return in. And I mean, if the coaching staff thinks I can, you know, perform well at this next level at the kickoff return, something that I'm most likely to look forward to doing, as well as playing running back. Receiving skills, I mean, I got 22 catches this year, and I mean, seen limited action in that area, I guess, just because, I mean, we have a great, we got great receivers on that end, and you know, the receivers get the ball. I mean, I run the ball, but I mean, at the same time, it's I've received on you know, dump off passes and everything, and swing passes, screens, stuff like that. So I'm pretty familiar to the passing game. I've been working out at API in Phoenix, and it's been great working out down there. There's been a lot of players, like Tashard Choice, Steve Slayton, Jake Long, Matt Ryan, a lot of players out there, you know, that a lot of good competition, really. I mean, best of the best, if you look at it throughout this year. You see it on college games and just see those names pop up all over the place. So it's just good to really put a face with the name and just hang out with those guys. It was real cool. Yeah, you hear that, you know, it's pretty, you know, you hear that it's a lot to deal with, and it's a different experience once you really get into it and experience everything that's going on. Today, the medical exams and stuff like that with the doctors, it was patient. You have to be patient during that process, just because there's a lot of players that have to go through the same thing. So
I think you stack up with all these junior running backs. Is it amazing to see such a great class of junior?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of us out there, and I mean, it's just amazing to see that there's so many great junior running backs. I mean, this is a great class. I mean, if you put it that way, you got Rashard Mendenhall, Steve Slayton, Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, myself. They're all great running backs. We're all a great core. So
talk a little about your running style. You have a lot of speed, but you're also a pretty big back. So
I describe it pretty rare. I mean, you don't really see a player my size at this position being able to do the things I can do. I'm explosive, and I mean, I have good lateral movement as well. And like you said, I have great speed as well. And put those things together, it can be something great. So I just believe that. Hold on. I don't think it's going to be that big of an adjustment, because, I mean, before I even got to college, I ran Power I in high school. I mean, that's what I stuck on pretty much. I'm a downhill runner, even in the spread offense, if you think about it. I mean, I make one, once I see a hole, I make a cut and get upfield. And so going into the, you know, NFL, single back, I formation type deals, I mean, I think it's going to fit my running style even more. I think it's great, actually. I mean, it keeps both running backs that much more available to the team. And me and Jeremiah Johnson, my backup running back at University of Oregon, we had the same kind of concept, the ultimate duo back there. And so it worked out. So it's a great opportunity for both running backs to succeed and for the team to succeed. Yeah, I pretty much compare myself to him for one of the guys that's in the league right now. Just a big back and can move. So,
because of so many different running backs here that you talked about. Is it fun interacting with guys like Rashard and Darren McFadden, all these guys, or are you looking at this as a business trip? You're in competition for draft picks.
Yeah, this is a competition. But at the same time, I mean, you gotta relax, because if you don't relax, it won't be that good of an experience for you. So I mean, all the players that I've been around, I mean, it seems like everybody's relaxed and just going through the process. And yes, this is a business trip. This is an interview, really. If you look at it, just a longer process.
What do you think sets you apart from the other running backs in this
draft? I mean, size and just the rare combination of my speed and power. So.
How fast are you?
I don't really want to put it out there, but I'm a low 4.4. Yeah.
So you're a runner. Who knows if you're going to last this long, but what's your thoughts about the potential of staying at home and driving back to see
I mean, it'll be great. I mean, I'm just glad that I'm in this platform to be drafted, and I'm just going to the next level, really. Wherever I get drafted, that's where I'm going to be. That's where God wants me to be, and hopefully, success continues to keep rolling in. Yeah, if you look at it like that way, I mean, the facts that you just said, I mean, you do have more opportunities to, maybe get an injury that may prevent you from excelling at the next level as a senior running back coming out. But it just depends on what your situation is. 5'10", 235. Yeah, I run the 40, and I'm doing bench, and talk to my agent, see what else I'm doing. Ben Dogra.
John, what factors do you think you have this year? There's a huge junior running back class, and the class is supposed to be so. What are you thinking about?
Pretty much just where I lined up, and where I sat in the whole deal of coming out early, and I'm just. Just really getting the overall feeling of what I really wanted to do and what I should do. And that took prayer, that took talking to my family, and just getting support from my coaching staff back at Oregon. So process was tough to really decide. You just don't dwell on it. Don't believe the hype. That's what I do. Yeah, just don't believe the hype. That's what I do.
We have one last question.
Oh, yeah. Since I was little, I mean, it's a passion of mine. I feed off of football. It's something that I've been blessed to do. It's something that God gave me the talents to be good at, and I'm just thankful, really. That's the word of the day, thankful. So.